because government is so important to our own lives and the direction that we end up going, how do things look in the next several years? George, Paul, what have we looked at with Merlin?
George is actually much more up to speed on this even than I am.
Let's take advantage of you, George, while we have you for the rest of this hour then. What's going on in the next several years with government for all of us?
Disturbingly, going back to the 2000 election, running George Bush's birth date, the inauguration date for the first term, his whole presidency looked like the presidency that wasn't. The only person in his administration that looked like he belonged there in Merlin terms was Dick Cheney. No big surprise there in terms of how things have worked out. What's of concern to us now, and is rather peculiar, is that if you look at the election date for the 2004 election or the inauguration date or, again, George Bush's birthday or other key people in his administration like Donald Rumsfeld, this looks like an administration which halfway through this year going into next year has the wheels come off and perhaps disintegrate. What that's about, one can always surmise. Perhaps something involving this last election, because the whole issue of voting in Ohio has not been sorted out. It could be something else altogether. For example, the extreme distaste in which the president is currently held, not only by Democrats who voted for John Kerry, who loathe the current president far more than average has been the case, but he has half of Republicans and conservatives just completely fed up. Something that I don't think Democrats fully appreciate is the concern among many Republicans of the sort of vision George Bush has of bringing freedom and democracy to the whole rest of the world. This comes at an enormous price, not only in terms of tax dollars and lives we've already lost, but what is almost not appreciated in the least is it's gutting the Pentagon.
Well, let me tell you, the one thing that puzzled me, George and Paul, and maybe you can react to this. There's no question that Saddam Hussein had to leave. The question is how and why that did we do it. But I'll tell you, after the election results started to come in and still being counted in Iraq, it appears that the guy we wanted, Alawi, is not going to win, and as a matter of fact, has been trounced. Now, does that tell you that, by and large, the majority Shiites there don't even care about what we're recommending, and they're throwing this guy out, probably? And then what do they do when that other group gets in, and they say, okay, we want the troops out, we have now formed a democratic government, as you insisted, get out of our country now, please. What are we going to do?
It certainly gives a headache to the vision of the neocons of using Iraq as sort of a giant land-based aircraft carrier to dominate the Middle East. And I think it's going to trigger a rather ugly debate back here about just what were all these lives lost for? Why do we spend hundreds of billions of dollars for this outcome? What is going on here? And the worst example of mission creep I think we've ever seen, going from weapons of mass destruction to Crusader Rabbit bringing freedom to the whole globe.
Oh, now, though, is this Merlin or is that you talking? Hold on.
I don't know if either of you saw Meet the Press yesterday, but I saw an exchange, the likes of which I haven't seen in a long time, between Tim Russert and Donald Rumsfeld, in which Russert kept asking him, well, how can we have a democracy in Iraq if the government that looks like it's coming in is going to treat women as second-class citizens? And Rumsfeld tried to go back and explain that our own democracy started out with a bunch of white guys running things and women couldn't vote and so on. Well, I frankly don't think that's the image of democracy that George Bush and the gang were selling. The image of women being kept as second-class citizens and so on. We apparently have gone and created a fiasco in the Middle East.
I do not think that they expected this cleric Sistani and his group to garner 67% of the vote.
Well, then they weren't paying attention.
Because now, I mean, this is the greatest question of all. When they come into power, they were elected by the groups of people that we said, go out and vote. We have freed you. this group is going to tell us to leave the country.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And one of the things that George and I have kicked around for a very long time in this situation is how in God's name it wasn't obvious to anybody, you know, who managed to graduate 10th grade that Saddam Hussein, who was essentially a civilian, a secular dictator who was mostly interested in stashing money in Swiss bank accounts, was a problem as far as terrorism was concerned, when the people that we are dealing with are religious radicals. Saddam had no interest in aligning himself with religious radicals. They were as big a problem for him as they would be for us. It made no sense, and George and I used to kick this around, and how these people, you know, who were calling the shots could not be realizing this, you know, how they could expect, you know, that we're going to be greeted with open arms and rose petals. It was never in the cards.
Well, but regardless, my point is that once they take power, and they've got 67% of the vote, and that may be enough to do whatever they need to do in that country. And the very first thing they all say when they get together is, we would like our troops, the American troops, to leave Iraq. What do we say to them? I mean, we're the ones who told them, vote for democracy, you're going to run your own country. And so if they tell us to leave and we don't, then what happens?
No, I think George, we haven't kicked this around, but I think the Bush gang is going to say, fine, we'll leave. And
they'll have to, and they'll be forced to, perhaps at that point, admit a whole chain of mistakes.
Now, what has Merlin done in terms of this?
That goes back to where this started.
Right.
We were seeing a very unusual phenomenon where you looked at all the key players in the administration right now, except for Condoleezza Rice. They all look like they're going elsewhere. It's very peculiar to have an administration in its second term, only get about a year, year and a half into the second term, and then have things disintegrate. That's what pushes us into either one or two scenarios, either what we just talked about here or some health problems involving President Bush.